At 8:11 on this Thursday, April 5th, let's swing it back out to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with more of The Breakfast Club. Here is your host, John Boggs.
Thank you, Jeffrey O. You know, I don't know what it's like out at the studios, but the sun is really shining here on North Meridian Street. What's it like out there, Jeff?
About the same, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
What a beautiful day. Too bad the temperature's not up, but we'll get that soon enough.
We'll get it.
You know, the Jay County Expo is going to be April 14th, Saturday, at the Auxiliary Gym at the high school. And every expo, one of the highlights is the raffle. The chamber gets a bunch of prizes and raffles them off at the expo. This year, like every other year, Gail Broadwater's done a wonderful job of assembling prizes. Gail, tell us some of the things that you've gotten, and I know you want to thank some of our sponsors. So,
thanks, John. Yeah, I want to thank all of the businesses out there that donated prizes for the raffle. Some of those were J. Petroleum with the deluxe car washing certificate. Of course, Ponderosa here. Cincinnati Reds ticket by SDP Manufacturing. We have Kings Island tickets. We have gift certificates for Arts Place, Cute as a Button. Hoosier Park even has two free buffets, so if you like to eat, that's a good place to go.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, Gail, are all these prizes going to be on display? Or are you going to have a poster up to let everybody know what the prizes are?
Yes, we will have a poster up with the list of prizes and who donated.
And if I remember correctly, 2 years ago, you could select the prize you entered your raffle ticket for. Is that going to be the same this year? So if I want to win two tickets to the ballet at Emmons, I can enter my raffle ticket specifically for that.
Now, this year, we're just going to have them all together.
All together?
Yes.
Okay. So it's going to be kind of a potluck on what I win. Wonderful. Well, Gail, I know you spent a lot of time working on this and talking to retailers and getting the prizes. How many are we going to have this year?
We're going to have approximately 35 to 40.
Okay. Okay. So there's lots of opportunity for people to win. And I know it's a highlight, so everybody stop out. And that's usually a booth in itself. Is it the chamber booth or?
Yes, we're in a booth right next to the chamber booth. We're actually just connected all together. And again, thank you. And I had a lot of great help getting all these prizes collected as well.
Well, wonderful, and we appreciate it. I know there's going to be some signed basketballs and footballs. We're not going to mention all where they're from because we haven't got them in yet, but I do know that we have some in, and there may be some surprises coming up. So be sure to stop out, see what's available, sign up for the prize. And, Gail, we thank you very much for being with us. Vicki, you and I were talking a little bit ago about something new we were going to mention.
Gee, I'm just delighted that you mentioned that because I don't
know. We both dropped it, didn't we?
We did. What were we talking about, John?
You know, it was something you said, hey, we've got to get back on the air and mention. Maybe after the break.
It was probably when we were talking about the some of the demonstrations that are going on.
That was it.
Demonstrations aren't new to the expo, but each year they're certainly a highlight of the expo. And I know many of the booths will be having demonstrations, and we have new exhibitors, several new exhibitors this year, and some of them are going to be doing some demonstrations as well. But I think just to highlight, I know that the Jay County Sheriff's Department is going to be demonstrating the new alert system, the new text alert system that the county is going to be involved in now. I know that the National Center for Great Lakes Native American Culture is going to be demonstrating some Native American crafts, and that is always a very interesting booth, and kids love it as well. We're going to have chair massage. You know, the Clear Chiropractic is going to be having a chair massage. We're going to have cornhole games and posture analysis and lots of other demonstrations. I think one of the big highlights of last year's or 2 years ago at the expo was the Portland Rotary Club did a pie throwing. They raised money for their Polio Plus effort, and so I know there was a huge crowd on at the beginning of every hour to see who was going to get a pie, what Rotarian was going to get a pie in the
now,
face.
Now, are they going to do that again this year?
Yes, they are.
Oh, gosh, they
got
to get our money in.
So,
do you know who's going to be lined up to get a pie in the face?
I know that our President Joe Johnson is going to be doing that. I believe Ray Cooney from the newspaper, the Rotary District Governor Nancy Madrew is making a trip all the way to the expo to participate in that. And Jack Ronald has the lineup, but he I don't think it's just all that.
Do you think we can get Jack to volunteer again this year?
Well, maybe we can.
Or maybe we'll just buy a pie and
or maybe
volunteering.
It would be good to have John Boggs there.
Oh, well, might be. Yeah. Might be.
What do you mean, might be? I think it's a good idea.
Well, you know, talk about...
Oh, April Walaszczyk. I'm sorry. I do remember she's going to get a pie now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, talk about demonstrations. I know one of the things that was stressed with the exhibitors this year was finding ways to engage people that come to the expo. Let them handle your product, let them utilize your product, whatever. So I'm really excited about being there because I think a lot of people are going to have a new experience with some of the products that they're going to see. They're also going to get to touch them and sometimes play with them a little bit.
Absolutely. And besides that, and just the actual demonstrations, many of the booths have lots of fun activities going on in their booths. And so it's always real exciting to see what kind of activities, the fun things that they have planned to draw people into their booths.
And one of those booths that's going to be fun to watch and even more fun to participate in is Mosier Motors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Buzz Keck of Mosier Motors about the money machine. So, and
Mr.
how
money
you
machine.
Yeah, how you can get in and grab cash and have a good time, and we're all going to laugh at those people that are grabbing money.
That sounds good. I'm one of them.
I do too.
All right.
Okay, Jeffrey, back to you.
You know, I'm laughing at you, John, because I think it'd be a good idea for you to get a pie in the face. You know that.
You noticed how I
diverted away from that.
Yeah, I kind of changed the subject.
Yeah, you did. I think I'd even pay to do that.
Well,
that'd be fun.
I'll tell you what. You know, the Rotary's all about getting money, so they probably arranged to have my face there with a pie if you want to pay for it.
It's called guinea pig. You're the guinea pig. All right.
Okay, we'll talk to Buzz when we come back. Thanks, Jeff.
All right.